You guys used all four strings.
That was Darabello on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past, high above the biggest little music scene in the world, in the city of trembling leaves. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I am your host, Nick Ramirez. Joining me today, Chewbacca, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, and the Bobo Lobo Fest, and Darabello on a cello? Say what?
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I bet you get that a lot.
It's going to be a pretty sweet show.
It's going to be nice.
It's a sweet show. I feel like it's so much classier in here already.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we've ever had a cello.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so
either. Not on the show.
We've had lots of violins. Yeah.
We had a didgeridoo once.
We have a stand-up bass.
Oh, yeah, well, you were in here for that.
It was ages ago, Ken.
That was in the before times.
You wouldn't understand.
Before times.
In the long, long ago.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, Ken.
I'm happy to be back. I took last week off. It's lovely to see all your faces, even though you're in the next room.
How was your week?
My week was freaking awesome. How was your week?
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, what did you do?
I got to go to a rock and pool party, practice with all my bands. I'm back in three bands at the present time, so I get Friday nights off.
What bands are you in now?
Lazy Universe, One Ton Dooley, and Roxy Colley.
Oh, okay.
Which is going nice. Really well. Yeah.
Yep. Sweet. Awesome.
It's super fun.
Are you playing that song?
Yeah.
With his mind.
Who is that?
With his mind.
We should introduce that voice.
We have a ghost voice in here. Her name is Mara.
Normally it's
Mara.
Rico.
Mara. From the Bubba Lobo
Mara
Fest.
Is the off-mic girl.
Yes,
so if you hear a girl yelling off-mic, she wouldn't sit behind the microphone. But
hi.
She's in the studio. She's
there you are.
She's on our official street team, so.
Oh, okay.
She's the boss.
All right.
And let's introduce ourselves.
So I'm
Bubba Lobo Fest.
Bubba Lobo Fest, so I'm Emily.
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 Little one is Mara. Say hi, Mara.
Hi.
And I'm Sarah Bobo Sims.
Bobo. Right.
Bobo.
That's your middle name, Bobo.
Well, it's my nickname.
That's your fest. The Bobo Lobo Fest.
It's our fest, yeah. We would have named it after Emily, but Em and Emily may have, you know,
Lobo means wolf, so you must be the wolf.
I am the wolf.
She's the Lobo, and you're the wolf.
Bobo?
Yeah, Bobo apparently means...
Bobo. You're the Lobo.
Bobo apparently means idiot in Spanish, so it's very appropriate.
Idiot wolf.
Wait, Rick, is that true? Fact check.
Stupid wolf.
I don't know. I'm not surprised. It may be like some word I'm just not familiar with.
Idiot wolf is awesome. That'd be a great band name.
That's a great band name.
All right, we have a list on the refrigerator. Leave it there on your way out, for sure.
Mexican people are... Where are you going? I'm going to the...
Dumb Wolf.
Yeah, the Dumb Wolf Fest in Reno.
Well,
duh.
Bobo's Mogul Mouse has been like that.
You have a
that,
great yeah. song.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might
that was
us.
A great song.
That was
Speaking
a great
of that,
song.
Let's introduce who's behind the cello.
Yeah, my name is Joseph. Been playing cello for 23 years now and just excited to share a bunch of non-classical stuff.
Yeah, we're excited too. Dude. That was really great.
It's pretty cool.
You call it Darabello.
Darabello.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we got to talk to our...
As soon as Joseph talks, everybody gets serious. I wish we could have gotten Joseph drunk or something. It would have been completely different.
It would sound something like that.
Yeah, why is it when there's a classical instrument in the room? Like, does this happen everywhere? Like, you take it? Like if you play in bars?
Or are you normally with serious people?
Yeah, a mixture, you know.
Yeah.
Like, do people drink wine instead of beer when a cello's around?
They drink everything.
They're not doing shots of tequila.
When a cello shows up, everybody kind of straightens up a little bit.
Yeah. Posture gets better.
And when you
was
play
I
out,
supposed to wear a tie?
Are you typically playing by yourself or are you playing with other bands?
Typically playing by myself. Sometimes I'll open for some other bands. But solo project right now, just really exploring what the cello can do from percussive sounds to you know, guitar, bass, what it, you name it, I'm trying to come up with it.
This is amazing.
Have you ever listened to Krzysztof Penderecki's work?
Just a little bit.
Oh God, because there's a lot of, I mean, that's a whole orchestra making noises with the classical instruments that they don't normally make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what you made me think of, is all that madness.
Who cool. should we Google?
Don't even try to spell it. It's like spelled with a bunch of Z's, but I think it's pronounced Krzysztof Penderecki.
Polish
but it's
man.
Like K-R-Z-S-T-O-Z-S-T-F. It's like that. It's something horrible.
I'll
like
Google it and put it on the blog.
Oh, but you will all know it because it's the music from The Shining.
Oh.
The horrible sound that sounds like bugs crawling on your skin.
Oh,
and all those things. That's an orchestra. It's a Polish orchestra that he writes for that does these horrific. And his song, Threnody for the Victims of Hiroshima, is the one that I used to play that was terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like anxiety.
That
it's the sound of anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
In case you wondered what anxiety sounded like.
Yeah.
But, that's what I'm so glad that somebody in Reno is stretching the cello as well.
Yeah, stretching the cello.
Indeed.
It's nice that we level up coming off our second wind at the Reno News and Review as the best podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have cellos. We're going to have some violins later this season.
We're highbrow now.
Joseph, can you even believe that this is the best podcast in Reino?
I can, absolutely.
Oh, I thought it was the worst podcast.
It's both.
That's the irony of it.
Right.
We started out terrible.
So hilarious that it says best podcast, worst little podcast.
It's the worst little podcast in the world, but the very best in Reno, so it tells you.
I mean, that shows you how Reno is. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. We had some good competition.
Yes, we sure did.
We did. Phil Corbett and Up in the Mix with
our
buddy Sean Richardson.
The Van Sounds.
Van Sounds is rad.
Yeah, they do a great job, so I feel really lucky that we won.
We should be proud.
I didn't think I was going to win. We were going to win.
Well, now that we've gotten to 2 years, we can lose forever from now on. I feel like we've done enough.
Go ahead
and
start slacking.
Yes.
No.
Yes, so let's not have.
No, we just keep up in our game, like having this awesome gentleman on our show. Yeah, Spike McGuire actually turned me on to your music a while back.
Cool, yeah. Spike introduced us the first time at our open mic.
Yeah. No, he really wanted me to have you on the show, so hopefully you're listening, Spike.
Cool, yeah. Thank you, Spike.
Thanks, Spike. Yeah, what's going on in Studio A over there?
Oh, we're just listening to what's happening in Studio B, and
I want to know what this Bobo Lobo Fest is all about.
Yeah, what the hell is it?
Yeah, is Darabella going to be there?
It's vague.
Oh no, but we were going to bring in a harp.
Ooh, a harp?
Oh, a harp?
A harp.
Oh man,
you know a harp player?
No,
I actually do. I know a lot of harp players, but you know,
Joseph probably does.
Yeah. Right.
How did this all start?
So,
oh my gosh.
Well,
yeah.
Emily and I have been doing events together for a while. But
yeah, you gotta get right in the mic.
I'm gonna get right in the mic. Yeah. Okay.
I know you're scared, but it's really the best.
Otherwise,
you get picked up on everybody else's mic more than yours, and you just sound roomy.
Oh.
Nobody wants to sound roomy.
So Bobo in stereo.
Oh God.
I like it. So Bobo Lobo Fest is basically we wanted to shine a spotlight on local original music, which we don't feel like there's enough of a spotlight for concert or festival type settings for original music. There's lots of opportunity for cover bands here. Lots.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But
everywhere too.
Like that's
right.
What the casinos
want. Exactly. That's what the casinos want. They want cover music.
There's awesome original music in Reno.
Well, and that's the thing. When we started, we're like, "Oh, well, you know, I mean, this is a smaller city, so maybe we'll get like five good bands and five like mediocre bands," and we had like 62 bands audition, send in tapes and everything, and we're like, 30 of them I would have bought the CD like right now.
It was, it was
right
rough.
Now.
A lot of
mind
talent here for
blowing
so much talent.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely mind blowing. So,
yeah, it was a. So we want to do more.
So you want to do more. You whittled it down to 10.
We whittled it down to 10. And Nick's gloating over here because he's part of the 10. So.
Yeah, I think we came in 10th place.
Right.
No.
Top 8, man. Come on.
Like, well, you're talking to somebody that's a huge. I'm a huge Social Distortion fan, and I heard Social Distortion all over that music. I'm like, okay, I hear an influence here. I love them.
So Sarah and I each kind of like had like a This band is in, and you got once on Dooley was definitely on her like
that's so
she's
awesome.
Like you can fight me for it.
Huge You're fan, right. Yeah. I'm like, I'll fight you.
And then like Pink Awful,
and Pink Awful. Oh,
we love
them
so much.
Ozymandias.
Oh, we love them so much. I wore their T-shirt.
Pushbox, Heterophobia.
Pushbox, so rad. Yeah. Heterophobia, fuck.
Steve and Raina, who, like, they are from Fallon. They're used to, like, doing the smaller, like, they are fantastic. They blew our minds.
They're so good. It's just like a husband and wife acoustic, you know, harmonizing team. They're amazing.
People are playing music out in Fallon. We played this weekend with a grunge band called Acid Box.
And they're from
Fallon. And they are definitely grunge. When you, you're like, grunge? Yeah, this guy, like, that's what they emulate. They loved grunge.
There's a lot of great grunge bands that came out of that era.
Yeah.
So I don't hate them. I love them.
Yeah, it's a cool style. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forget that it is a style.
It is. Right?
Sounds
absolutely
like a classic style.
It's like raw and dirty.
Yeah, it was cool. But yeah, Fallon, they're doing stuff out there. So I'm glad they're coming over to the Reno Fest. That's cool. Maybe they'll pull some Fallon people over here.
Hopefully, absolutely. Yeah. And someone I went to my freshman year in high school with was the lead guitarist for Ostracized. And we had to have some other people in there help with that because I didn't want to be biased.
Mm-hmm.
So
wait, are they playing?
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Kevin.
Oh yeah. Yes, Kevin.
Philip Kevin. Pendejo.
Oh my god!
We love him. He's one of our heroes.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joseph should play with Philip Pendejo.
Oh, they're fantastic.
If you want to really upset the crowd, have him do his Philip Pendejo set.
Oh god!
I won't even say
what's this.
I think this is family friendly. So.
We can't even say out loud the things that he says that we love.
No. Right.
Well, we're advertising as family friendly until 7. And then after 7, we are not holding back our
it's a
PG-13 death metal. And,
set.
Yeah, that's the PG-13.
Right. I would say Felipe Andejos is an R-rated set.
Oh, right. R?
Okay, NC-17.
Well, he's just playing drums at this one.
Can we say Light X?
Light X, yeah.
Can we say that?
It's called NC-17.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's
one. He's super NC-17.
It's so inappropriate and awesome. I love it. Yeah. Anyway. I'll link his stuff on the blog too.
And so it's a pretty awesome lineup you guys picked.
Yeah,
we had
a challenge of like, so my music collection is like, you know, it goes from everywhere. You know, I'm listening to Johnny Cash 1 second, and then, you know, AC/DC, and then, you know, a little switch over to some Beethoven and stuff. And so Sarah's playlist is pretty similar. Like whenever we're in the car, like we're always listening to just different stuff mashed together. So we figured,
anything
why not
from
a festival?
Oh yeah,
you know. So we call it anything from country to death metal. So
anything from country to death metal. Spur Crazy is going to be there too.
Yeah, Spur Crazy.
They are Spur Crazy
and Wheatstone
country band. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we got a hip hop rapper in there too. So.
Yeah. Who's that?
It's called His Nation.
His Nation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Local hip hop rapper. So
good. We got all the bases. Yeah.
We got exactly. Yeah. We try to cover
That's
everything.
Good. So. Good to get exposure for all those.
Yeah.
Those different genres of music.
Exactly. I will make sure to list all of the bands individually and link them on the blog too. So
thank you.
Can awesome. Listen to them.
Now we don't have a cello player though.
Well, I know. We're going to have to get...
Well, we know a guy.
You guys know a guy here.
Maybe he could, like, audition for the next festival.
Yeah,
there you go.
So, exactly. I think he just did. So,
You're in.
You're in.
Yeah. I feel like this is a guy who's played Wingfield Park before, though. Have you ever?
Not by myself yet. I've been there with Reno Phil before.
Right. With
that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So you do play with the Reno Philharmonic.
I do, yeah.
And how long have you done that?
I've been with them for about 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
That's
how
pretty
do you go about doing that? Like, how do you go about getting on board with something like that?
For most orchestras, you end up taking an audition. So after I did all my schooling, that was the next step, and Reno Phil turned out, so it's... great to still be in Reno. It kept me around.
So you went to college for this?
I did, yeah.
Nice.
I have
where did you go?
Undergrad in Indiana University and then a master's at UNR,
which
brought me out here.
So you really dedicated your life to playing this instrument.
I have, yeah.
That
a lot of what I'm
pretty impressive.
Of what I'm doing now is kind of against the grain of at least how I was trained, but it's been more fun that way.
Yeah, no, it's really
push
interesting.
The envelope,
I think that's
really
the challenge of classically trained musicians is, you know, pushing the envelope and undoing what you just learned how to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the Philharmonic is it like levels? Do they bring you in and you're the new guy, you're the rookie, and they play jokes on you and
they're
stuff?
Hazing. Hazing. Yeah.
Oh, they're pretty friendly on the whole.
And then are there guys that are like clearly like way better than you, and then they don't give you respect, or is it really great and everybody's really like welcoming?
It's definitely a welcoming environment, and working hard to present good concerts.
How many cellos will be when you sit in an orchestra? How many cellos are in your section?
Usually about 8 of us.
Jesus,
Holy
my god,
crap.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And then can you tell, is there always one guy that's like just a little bit off and y'all make fun of him when he turns around at all?
We do our best not to, but it's probably me.
This is so respectable. God, it's probably it's not.
Rick's trying to get you to talk shit.
No, I wonder. I always wonder when the orchestra plays the park, do they feel like are they excited to be out in the park playing, or do they feel like it's like not as cool as being in the Pioneer Center? Or
they're definitely fun concerts to do. They have kind of different challenges. Turning pages with some wind can be an issue, but right. You know, other than that, yeah, playing some music is just always a fun experience, especially to share with the community.
God,
yeah.
It's so hard. Mm. You all can't have somebody standing there to turn the pages for you, so it must be weird. Like you expect everything to stop for a minute when everybody turns the page together. It's not like that, is it?
No, just stagger it. Yeah, make it happen.
They stagger the pages.
when is your so next cool. show with Phil?
I think coming up at the end of August or beginning of September.
Where at?
It'll be at the Pioneer Center for Classics 1, the start of the regular season.
Oh, cool.
And then do you know what they're doing yet?
I should, but off the top of my head, I do not.
But it's some, like, you know.
He's so good at playing cello, he doesn't even have to know. He's like, just tell me the day before.
Yeah. It's like if I was reading a book. I could read any book. You just got to put the book in front of me and I'll read it.
Yeah. Joseph's like that.
I don't know if it's quite like that, Rick.
No, because he reads music.
Right, but
so you just
he
put
reads
the music,
music
down and it's like, here you go. And then, the dude with the stick yells at you or he doesn't, and then everything goes good.
Maybe you're right.
That's about it.
Is that
right.
How this
All
works?
Right.
Okay, I'm just guessing. But.
Well, let's hear some music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you want to do more stuff?
Okay, yeah, I'd be happy to. This next piece is unnamed as of yet. It's my newest work, and it really just goes through a journey of just many different cello sounds, starting with a folk line and ending up with, I'll be using a slide from like a slide guitar.
Oh, wow.
So excited. Thank you.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, crap, that was so awesome.
Did I just take acid?
I know. We just went on a journey. Oh, man. That was amazing.
Joseph, are you going to Burning Man?
I am not. Not this year. I haven't actually been yet. Well, but just definitely
all
want
those freaks
get
would
that motherfucker on the damn track. Wow, dude.
Where can we find your music? Do you have anything recorded like that you're doing currently?
I do, actually. July 20th, so about a month ago, I released my first album. So that's available on CD Baby for download, ooh, Bandcamp, Spotify streaming.
I'm going to bring that to Burning Man. I'm going to blow them away. I'm going to be all listening to this.
Oh, the album, yeah. The album is called Morning Rise.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And then also every Monday, which I'll either be doing during this or after this, but I release a minute version of one of my songs. Sweet. So, yeah, that's...
You have your own podcast, kind of, a daily one.
Yeah, a weekly one on Instagram, just a little sketchbook of ideas and stuff to, you know, keep me honest, keep me creating.
Super cool.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome.
Man, Joseph, you're one of my favorite guests that I never get to see.
Yeah, definitely a different kind of band than we normally, well, we normally have, like Rick said, you know, dirty punk rockers, which we also love, but yeah, you're elevating us a little bit. That is our bread and butter.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
But yeah, this is not something that I would have normally checked out had it not been for Spike, so thanks to Spike for broadening my horizons, and thanks to you for playing such awesome music.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We could plug a Spike's Valhalla show.
Yeah. So,
what's that about?
Next Wednesday night, half of Dead Winter Carpenters, Brian Jones, and Rachel McElhenney and Spike will be playing at Valhalla Boathouse up in Lake Tahoe. And I will be there. I've got tickets. Get your tickets now. There might be a few left, but it's a pretty small venue. It's pretty cool. It like opens up right onto Lake Tahoe. So you get to just sit there and look at these amazing bands play right in front of Lake Tahoe. And it's just gorgeous.
It'd be the best first date.
And then next,
if you're going on a first date,
take her
to this.
And then you should listen to Darabello in the background, like on the drive to Lake Tahoe, because that's going to put you in the mood for sure.
Can be some romantic music.
Right?
Hell yeah.
You should listen to this podcast on the way up.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for telling me now. I'm already on my way. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that was amazing. All right, so let's get back to Boba Lobo Fest. All right, so we got all these rap bands. It's on... what's the date?
Saturday, August 31st.
Okay.
So Labor Day weekend.
So instead of, what is it?
The Burning Man and Rip Kickoff.
Burning Man.
We're too poor for Burning Man.
Yeah. Too many people at Rip Kickoff.
And it's downtown. It's downtown Reno.
Yeah.
Winfield Park.
Yes. On the river.
Great venue. Yes. Yeah. How did you secure that venue?
We know people.
Oh,
okay. All right.
You called the city, huh?
The city.
We got permits.
Went down there,
you know.
Wow, had some money.
Very good.
But we'll have Mr. Margarita out there.
Oh, good.
Mr. Margarita will have the food truck. Some fantastic.
What time are you guys getting going over there?
We're gonna have the park open at 10 a.m. The music starts at about 11. And it goes all the way till 10 p.m. So
all day,
9 hours.
You said Mr. Margarita. Is that so? There is booze allowed.
Will be booze.
Outside food and beverage or no?
We are not checking bags, so bring your food if you want to, but we will have food trucks, so it'll be great if you support them.
Yeah, we got food trucks and...
no outside alcohol, though. That's, against the law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to stay somewhat legal.
Right. Yeah, you do have to have a permit to drink in the city parks. Yeah.
Although, it's been my experience that nobody questions a bike bottle.
No.
That's good.
I love festivals and shows at Wingfield Park. It's so fun. You bring all your friends and a blanket.
Yeah, bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair, just chill out.
Sound is great there, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's
late
fantastic.
And all the old buildings and the river and everything. It's
exactly.
Really great spot.
And one point I want to make is we are allowing readmission.
Yes.
You know, good.
So if you want to go somewhere and eat.
So early. See a few bands and then go home and take a nap.
Exactly. Go take a nap, come back.
Get some lunch.
Exactly.
And how much are tickets? And where can we get them?
They are $15 in advance. And you can get them on TicketLeap. So it's be.ticketleap.com/BoboLobo. BoboLobo. right? Because nobody knows how to spell Bobo Lobo. They're going to be $18 at the door, but if you buy them in advance, you're going to save some money. So
okay. It's good that you spelled it. It could have been like B-E-U-X.
Q7.
You know what I always say when I'm promoting shows is I say, if you buy them in advance, you've saved enough for PBR.
There you go.
Well, you know, I think we might actually be able to do something for listeners of the podcast, too. Maybe do a little discount. Local 19.
Okay.
Use so, local 19, get 15% off.
Yeah, discount perfect. Code local 19.
That just sounds great. I will make sure to share that
on all
of our socials.
All the 19-year-olds to go.
Yes. We do.
People of all ages until
and
7.
Everyone
people
of
all
ages.
Right. And I think for the first 50 kids that we have there, we'll have a little gift bag for them.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want kids. We want to encourage them to listen to music. So
awesome. Well, you guys are rad. I'm glad to have you
on. Well, you guys are pretty rad. Thanks for having us.
Rory just chimed in with a text. He says, please, please pass along that I wish I was there and can't wait for the awesomeness that will be Boba Lobo Fest.
We miss you, Rory.
We have no idea what happened, but something horrible happened and he couldn't make the show.
Now we all know.
He hasn't told us what happened, but something happened.
There was broken
glass.
He
showed a picture.
Yeah, there's just pictures of broken glass.
So you got to tune in next week, listeners, to find out what the fuck happened to Rory.
Could have been like, you know, homeless dude broke into his house through a broken window.
Could have been raccoons or a bear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Riku, my take, he was probably listening.
Riku threw a bowling ball and was all, fuck you!
Here's my thought. He was listening to that awesome cello playing, and he got so excited that he walked right through
live.
Glass door.
He can't hear it now. Ow. Well, unless
thank
he has
God,
magical powers.
He doesn't have magical powers. No.
Thank you, Chewie. We weren't sure.
I think there should be a poll on what happened to Rory.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good idea.
Okay, so Riku.
We're live from the recent past.
That's my vote. So.
Riku temper tantrum, I think, was everybody's first pick.
Yeah, that's what I first
thought.
That's
most likely what happened.
Yeah, Riku.
Could have been a drive-by.
Was it you, Riku?
Basically, the devil's holiday.
Oh.
That doesn't work.
Oh, really? Labor Day?
Labor Day's coming up. Yeah. That's what it is. That's why Burning Man, you know.
Right, burning.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The devil's holiday.
Oh, my
she
God.
She gets mad about weird stuff.
Corporations are people too, you know.
Yeah, she's our core Republican.
But she's got friends of many, you know, nationalities.
Oh, yeah, she loves all different kinds of people. You know?
No. I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
Oh my God.
That's true.
It's so true. It's true.
That was a long time ago, though.
Right. Sometimes
friendships don't last forever when you're
for the uninitiated in this room.
I'm her friend.
That is
I'm Mexican.
Our host, Rory's daughter, who comes in once a year and says horrible things to her Uncle Rick. And we play them for your listening pleasure.
Yeah. She could have said anything before she broke that window.
Dad, you fucking retarded douchebag.
That is
not cool, Riku.
Girl.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have a hard time keeping this to a PG show.
Speaking of that, Boba Lobo, do you guys want to take off, or is it cool with your daughter here? She's not in the room, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, okay.
She's
in the backyard
R-rated
looking
language.
For
so, all no right, worries.
That's cool.
She could probably hear us out the window.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Taking notes. She definitely heard you say the F word five times after the last cello piece.
Yeah.
There was a bird. Shit.
I was going to say.
I was
going to
say that
she
bird.
She don't fucking care.
That bird was rocking out, though, man.
Wasn't that cool, the bird with the cello?
Right? Oh, my God.
What did you think, Joseph? Did you like that?
I liked that pretty well.
And it was so weird that the bird kept going, and then did she go out back the moment that the cello piece ended?
No.
We don't know.
It was before that?
We don't
before,
know.
Before.
I just wondered if the bird stopped because the bird stopped when the cello stopped.
Right.
That
I thought
was
the bird
weird.
Was rocking
I thought it was
out.
Part of your thing.
Like, and that's
I
what
didn't
I
know
thought
what the
first.
Hell that was.
I was like, wow, how is he making that bird sound?
And then now I'm going to have to include that microphone in that last song.
Very respectful bird.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Do you guys want to see if we can get a bird sing some more?
Yeah.
Another Darabella?
Let's do it. Yeah,
play some more.
Let's get trippy. Let's pretend we're at on the playa.
All
right. I'm about to less dirt drop some acid right now.
So, yeah, this is a waltz that I'm working on right now. I'm recording a tango album at Wires and Noise Studio with Colin Christian.
Oh, we love him.
Sweet.
So yeah, this will be on that album, an all tango cello album. Thank you.
Hello?
I always like to make sure that everybody's done playing before I start talking.
You never
know.
We've been bitten in the ass before with like somebody stopping, and then like then they start playing, and we're all talking, and
I almost fucked up the intro because of that. So so I do love like you gave me like a little hang ten like signal when you were done. That was perfect.
Well, the Bubba Lubby people left.
They had to go.
Right.
Had something else to do.
Yeah. Well, they said all they needed to say, right?
They did, yeah. They got all the important facts.
It's getting close to bedtime.
Saturday the 31st at 11 a.m. at Wingfield Park. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of really good bands playing at that thing.
Yeah. Bring your picnic lunch.
Yeah, I'm going to bring, I might take my daughter down there to check it out.
You can go back home and take a nap and then come back that 9-hour show.
Yep.
It's like a Merry Anarchy, man. It's a long one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just starts earlier. Very cool. Ooh, the dog's barking.
Right.
Very
Shit,
cool.
You guys. So what's coming up?
Yeah. Are we doing the mini show tonight?
I don't know. Should we do that? Should we? I feel weird giving Joseph the, you know what.
But we could do it. We could do a class. We can give him the classy quiz.
You don't have to ask him anything specially.
No.
Oh, okay.
Right? Right. So, yeah. So, should we do it?
Do it.
Yeah.
All right. As you wish, Mr. Ramirez. Awesome, Zombo. Here we go. It's time for the worst little quiz. And me, Rick, Kim.
And Chewy.
Chewy. We're all going to ask Joseph one big question and one rapid fire.
Okay,
you ready,
fair.
Joseph?
Yep, I'm ready.
And we're going to score you, and then Rory's going to come in with the results over text. I'm going to tell him how everything goes. I'm totally in touch with him right now.
All right. Sounds good.
Only Rory can score the quiz.
I'm going to think about my question, and I'm going to pass to Chewbacca.
All right. You've been in Reno for quite a while now. What, in your opinion, is the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area?
I have to think about this one for a second.
Okay. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Hmm. Potentially anyone I've just left.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Do you go to a lot of convenience stores? Probably not. I shouldn't ask the
not
cello
so
guy.
Not so much. Yeah. Mostly 7-Elevens. All right,
sketchiest Raley's.
But.
Sketchiest Raley's. We all know it's Keystone, but they try.
Yeah, yeah. Keystone's my Raley's.
Yeah, right. That's mine too. I love that one.
It's the oldest one, right?
It's the most down to earth Raley's.
The newer ones out in the new areas of town just like scoff at it. They're like,
yeah, the one at Collin Ranch is really thinks it's better than that.
Like
California
you.
Avenue, maybe even more the old money one.
Oh yeah, California Avenue. I forgot about that one.
All right,
all right. I got my question.
Okay, Nick.
Joseph.
Yes.
Favorite movie, favorite book, favorite song?
Favorite movie. Let me go with Seven Psychopaths. I really enjoyed that one.
Oh, that was a good one.
Favorite.
Walking.
Yeah, favorite book. Power of One. And Ooh. Then. Favorite song. I'm going to have to go with. 4 Miles by Thrice. Yeah.
Excellent.
All right.
Rory liked that answer.
Cool.
Wait, are we live streaming with Rory?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Rory.
No, we're not. Yeah, oh. we're hooked
pretending.
Up.
Sorry, I went downstairs for a minute. I'm back, though.
Oh, okay. What's your question, Kim?
Did you ask any of mine?
No.
No.
Okay, if you could be any two animals combined, what would they be and which half would they be?
I think a cat has to be part of it. It's very nimble animal. Let's give it opposable thumbs. Make it a raccoon as well.
Ah, second cat
oh
raccoon.
Oh my god.
That is
we've had raccoon cat before. How did that
really?
Happen?
I don't know.
It's great minds think alike in Reno.
God.
Yeah, actually at the river one time at Idlewild I saw a raccoon and a cat having sex with each
other. Those already exist.
Are the kids gone now?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's
okay.
no children here. Rick, what's your question?
Okay, what is the shittiest classical composer?
Oh.
I mean, as far as, like, the old guy, the old dead guys go. What's the one that you see and you're just like, oh, Jesus, are we doing that a-hole again?
Him again.
I think I have to go with Taco Bell on this.
All right.
Played too many weddings.
I am not
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
The wedding march guy.
Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Oh, ba-ba-ba-da. He did that?
And more. He did more.
Okay.
That one.
Yeah. Something like
Jesus.
That.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
And then,
yeah.
And then I know I only was supposed to have one, but what is the first album that you bought with your own money when you were little?
Excellent.
I think it was a Wyclef Jean album, Carnival 2.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Roy said no points for that.
No points for that.
But he's kind of a prick.
Yeah, he doesn't. That's he's true. Not even here.
But he also hates Taco Bell, so you're fine.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who doesn't hate Taco Bell?
For real.
Yeah.
All right, the rapid fire. Here we go. Let's go Mozart or Beethoven?
Beethoven.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead. Kim.
Bob Dylan or the Beatles?
Bob Dylan.
All right. Hamburgers or hot dogs?
Hamburgers.
Vivaldi or Chopin?
Chopin.
Chopin's Chopin's the man. Chopin's so good.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not big on harpsichord, but still.
I think that was the cleanest, tightest, most efficient little quiz we've ever had.
All right. So
let's tally it up.
Let's tally it up.
It was 712 points.
All right.
Aww. You did good.
Since you're playing against yourself, you win.
Yeah,
that's how it normally goes. That's why I chose music.
Oh, my God.
That was exciting. Can you name the music that we're listening to?
That's not his era.
Yeah.
Nobody can do that. Can you?
Something Big Band Swing, but.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure Rick knows.
Who
I actually don't know. I don't know the title to all of these songs,
Rick,
but I know
very,
them really well because we've been listening to them for 7 years.
Oh, you started this 7 years ago?
Yeah, 7 years. Well, 7 years ago, I took these 15 songs and clipped them together to make our quiz music.
Yes.
Now I know that I started with Traffic Jam, and I know the Green Eyes is in there, and I know a handful of them, but not. I tried to go with pieces that weren't my ones that I really loved because I knew I'd hear them every week and eventually hate them.
You hate these
That's
songs?
Smart.
No. When Traffic Jam comes on in my car, because I do listen to this stuff normally all the time.
Uh-huh.
Do you?
It does. Oh yeah.
Between this The Cure is, and
okay. Yeah. No, it's kind of sad. This is one of my favorite things to listen to is to just put on my mix of like 25. It's what I always play when you guys get here.
Yeah.
But
you know,
my favorite one's playing in my car.
It works.
It puts everybody at ease. It doesn't matter if I've got a punk band, a metal band. It doesn't. Everybody's like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah. It's kind of just background music, and everybody can enjoy it. And doesn't make anybody uncomfortable.
No, this is really comfortable.
Yeah.
Easy going.
So comfortable.
Very easy going.
Should we get another song?
Absolutely.
And then I got some questions.
Sure, yeah. Be happy to.
All right.
This is the title track off the debut album called Morning Rise. This is more of a textural improv. Thank you.
Wow.
Nice.
Fuck, this is so badass. Spacey. So good.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Just never know what you're going
to
expect.
So good.
So you have music available out there?
What'd you say?
You have music available out there?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the title track off a CD I just released. So Morning Rise, MOURNING. And yeah, I'm working on second album right now, which should be out November 22nd. I'll be doing a show at the Art Museum with some tango dancers.
Awesome. Oh, wow. Speaking of shows, where have you played in Reno?
Where would we have seen you? Let's see. Studio on 4th was my first couple shows.
Oh,
and
cool.
Then Dead Ringer Analog, now I've played there once or twice. Alturas Bar has been another one. Mm. And then recently opened down in Carson City for the 11 Amp series.
Yeah. Are you looking to get more local gigs? Would you like to get out there?
Yeah,
like,
definitely looking to get more.
Yeah, cool. So. I would love to see you on a mixed bill with some other just kind of random stuff. Like Philippe and Dejo. That would be great.
Oh, Jesus.
Now
cool.
They're gone.
And then get the band Cell. Too. Yeah.
Oh God, no.
No.
That's a different vibe.
That's a different vibe. Right. Different vibe.
Maybe Chip and Friends or something.
Chip and Friends would be good. Yeah. Some Grateful Dead. No, that would be such awesome music out on the playa, dude.
It's good desert music.
Yeah. I'm gonna get that CD and take it out there.
It's good drug Please. Doing
yeah,
music.
I actually brought a couple with me today.
I'll definitely take one of those.
Sweet.
Excellent. Thanks.
And if people wanted to book you, how could they get a hold of you?
Facebook or Instagram, darabello.music is what I'm under, or email darabello.music@gmail.com. Cool. Happy to play for shows or house events, whatever you might have.
Nice. So how can I ask you a personal question? Like, how old are you? You don't have to tell me if you don't want
to. Yeah, no, I'm happy to. I'm 28.
Okay, I was going to say, like, you're so freaking talented. I'm like, how are you only 28?
Yeah, started when I was five. Initially, I actually wanted to play upright bass.
Oh, okay.
And so I never made the switch, and I've worked on making cello now sound more like a bass.
Yeah, you're good at that. Yeah, why did you pick? Was it picked for you, or were you just given one?
My sister started playing violin the year before me, and I definitely wanted to play an instrument. And at the time, I was too small for bass.
Oh,
so
five.
Cello. Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
That's a good way to get good at something, is start when you're five.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, have you ever toured?
I have not toured yet.
Well,
just
now you've got some albums,
local.
So you need to tour.
Definitely,
That's the next step.
Yeah. Looking to head up to Oregon and tour with Third Seven at some point.
Oh, nice. Yeah, what are your musical influences? What do you listen to when you're not playing cello or listening to classical music?
Yeah, really a mixture of everything. Classical is actually probably my least listened genre. Spent a lot of time with it. But, I enjoy a bunch of other things better. So,
Ariana Grande.
My favorite.
I like her.
She rocks, dude.
God is a Woman is a good song. Hell yeah.
One of my favorites is Opeth. They're a Swedish melodic death metal band. And then Thrice, or there's a rapper Illogic. And I really like his words.
You are all over the place.
All over the place.
I like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
There's good in every genre, I think.
No, and I can hear that influence when you play. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
some Tool, I think, in that first one I did.
Yeah.
Tool's awesome.
I was going to say Tool. I was feeling the Tool.
Sexual.
Yeah, you were.
Everyone's feeling the Tool lately since they're on Spotify now.
You can cut that one out for your drops, Rick. I was feeling
the
Tool.
Mark that.
Joseph, thanks for that. I'm dinger.
No problem. I keep forgetting we'll the kids assist. Are gone and we can just do
I'm probably
going to
feel
want.
The Tool later.
Right. You guys, I only cut things that Nick says that are bad. So that's why that's a really good one right there.
You only cut things that anybody says that
yeah,
are
that's
bad.
True.
Yeah.
And somehow I've managed to only get one drop this entire show.
Yeah, you never
show.
Do cut
this
anything
entire
that's
almost
just like a real nice
3 years. Which means I only say nice things.
Kim, and you guys are so serious that I don't feel like I can play as an example anything that any of you have said that I've cut out.
Yes, you can. The kids are gone.
No, this, okay.
Okay, if your kids are listening, get out of here.
Right.
Get them out of here.
Nobody plays this around their kids. It's irresponsible.
That's good.
Kim would
well,
never say.
Well, last time when we had Anya or whatever her name was on from the play thing, I told the mom, like, that'll be the cutoff point. So you guys listen to your segment
and then turn it off.
Stop listening after that. She's all, thank you. So
that kid was cool.
Yeah, and she was great in the play, too. I got to see her do
the
thing.
I did not get to see it. I'm kind of bummed. Yeah.
So, speaking of that, we should mention This Is Reno, who sponsors us. We should mention Good Luck Macbeth, who has Monessen Falls going on. And if you're listening right now, then you only have, like, one or two shows left to go see it. What else should we cover? The Patreon? Did we do that?
No. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. And we did an additional track like we always do with additional music this week. There's a whole nother cholo song.
You said cholo.
Dude, what if you did like a cholo?
The not
cello
drinking guy.
Cholo.
Like if you dressed like a cholo and did cholo.
Would that be cultural appropriation?
It is. You can't do it. Are you a
little
bit Hispanic?
You could do it.
I am not.
Yeah. You could do it, Rick.
I could.
You have a cello.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Three quarters. It's not really my... Don't look at me weird, Joseph. I'm a total poser. I just have the cello in the corner of my room so dudes will date me.
But how's that working?
Not at all.
It's basically like, so I date dudes sometimes and you go over to their house and every single dude, regardless of ability to play an instrument, has either a bass guitar or a regular guitar propped up in the corner. It's usually covered by about a quarter of an inch of dust.
Yes.
You can tell they've never touched the goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it is in the corner.
It's a conversation piece.
Totally what my cello is.
I have one myself.
your cello is way better.
Yeah.
Rick, you're
way
like...
Way better.
Cello's way sexier than just a dusty guitar.
And the Dangers loaned me that because it was sitting at their house not being used, and she was like, you know, in case you ever want it for the studio. And so I have, like, picked it up and tried to make it make noise, but I haven't. I've been bike riding.
Has anyone recorded with it?
No, not yet, but it's been fun to play with.
Maybe
I've always
Roxy
wanted to, you always want to pick up a cello and just play with it and try to see if you can make noise with it, and you can't ever do that anywhere because it's usually somebody else's cello that costs
$1 million. The cello look like it's just so easy.
It's an amazing instrument.
It looks
Turns out it's not.
An awesome instrument.
I actually broke two strings trying to tune it because I'm an idiot.
Yep. No, I've done that before.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
turns out I realized I was doing something wrong after breaking two strings. So how many strings does Rick have to break to figure it out? 50% of them.
Yep.
Fuck, it was awesome.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Well, I got a couple things coming up. Our friend Chris Wyatt Scott is actually back in Reno from his travels in Italy. He's lived there for like a year.
Holy shit. The guy with the drum kit in a suitcase?
Yes. Yeah, he's back. He's playing with So Sol and Glow in the Dark at Dead Ringer Analog Bar on Thursday night. So go check that out. Also, this weekend is something really cool. Is Recycled Records is doing their it's kind of another record store day, but not the official record store day. Because Paul's selling off his personal collection. Right, because he's retiring and selling the business to some other
worthy people.
Yeah. So they're going to keep it going, but you should go check that out. There's going to be live bands all day, just like the normal record store day, but without the releases.
Awesome.
But he is selling off a lot of his personal collection, which is pretty cool.
I think our guest last week, Sel, the band, will be there.
Yep,
for your comedy progressive rock needs.
Not all some of their shit was fucking serious.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of those were
they were
really
like
serious.
Prog com.
Yeah.
Rock.
I got some feedback on that show and how amazing it was.
It was a pretty great show.
Then we've got obviously we have to talk about the Grimtones because they're playing Friday night at Tintor, and don't miss that. Tintor is actually my good friends Will and Melissa's brewery and distilling company, and so like all of that they have the like awesome canned cocktails. Like the lavender lemonade.
Those
are fucking rad. So go get some of those. Try some of their awesome vodka.
And I believe that's a part of Atomic City, too.
Like it's next. They're not part
door?
Of, but it's next door. Yeah.
Next door to Atomic City.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all Saturday night. And then we've just got stuff coming up next week. Loudest Folk, I already talked about with Sam Chase, Dead Winter Carpenters,
Valhalla.
Buffalo Moses, and Rachel McElhinney, who will all be on the show next Monday.
Oh, yeah.
We have Buster Blue here Monday.
Fucking serious?
Yes, but we don't have Brendan.
All 12
so we don't
of
have
them?
A bass player, so I'm not sure what we're going to have music wise, but I know that.
Justin, can you
play it? Brendan never comes on our show? What the fuck?
Brendan is in grad school, man.
Last time it was Silver, and Brendan didn't make it.
He's in school full time.
Guys, I think he hates me.
He's best friends with my roommate and their business partner. So I see Brendan every day, and he's actually really bummed he can't be here for that.
I
love
him so.
Rest of the crowd will be here, and then Rachel and Brian have been working on some stuff together, so that's going to be rad. That is all leading up to their September 7th show at Revision Brewing Company in Sparks. They will have the full band. Band's back together.
Sweet.
Minus Andy.
We're all going to have to sit in Studio B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So gonna, welcome, you guys.
It's going to be great. I'm super stoked. Yeah, and then Bobo awesome. Lobo is the next weekend. Yeah. If there's anything else that pops up in between, I will make sure to link it on the blog.
Right on. Lazy Universe will be playing Burning Man Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for sure.
Nice.
Might be a secret show on Sunday or Monday. We're doing one on the Deep Playa. We're doing one on the Dam Track, and we're doing it at Camp Jub Jubs.
Nice.
So
very nice.
Show up for that if you want to see Stacey Toll, Hudson Flanagan, and Nick Ramirez rock together with some crazy desert jams.
I want to see that, but I don't have a ticket.
The chick from Gunshot Liquor.
Yeah, it was really nice seeing them at your show the other night. It's cool. This time of year when people start coming back into town for Burning Man, it's nice to see the old faces.
Yeah.
Yep.
Welcome home, old family.
They're not that old.
Welcome, old home family.
Old ass family.
Welcome, old home family.
Well, if you guys don't have anything else, should we close it out and get one more song?
Is that cool with Joseph?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, this one is called Escaping Sound. I initially wrote this for a dancer, part of Art Town.
Cool.
Right before you start, Chewbacca, you want to take us out?
Yeah, it was nice talking to you guys. for Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Kim, Rick Spagnola, and of course the missing Rory Dowd and myself, Chewbacca. Thanks for listening. Always nice to be with you guys, so thanks.
Spay and neuter your cats.
Yes, please spay and neuter your cats, especially if you live in the trailer park behind the cheesesteak place on Kitski.
That's right.
Yeah, it's got a real issue.
Hit it, Darabello.
All right.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Thank you.